Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Excellent. Ah, thank you, Lord. I'm going to take on a bit of a journey on what God's been speaking to me, doing with me, that incorporates all of you. And first of all, I just want to recap briefly. I just want to read a scripture that Pastor Clive brought a few weeks ago. And I was with him when he brought it again in Crawley, so it's still fresh with me. And just a reminder, really, of something he was speaking about, but it's mainly all in this little passage in Ephesians. I've not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he's called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. That's all of us, amen? I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honour at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all. Over all things, for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. Amen. This is our inheritance. This is who we are when we have Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Jesus living in us. And that God, Clive was talking about the dominion, rule and reign, God's authority in our life, his kingdom in us and then being expressed through us, through our faith, that we are heirs to everything that God gave to Jesus and then he enabled us to have when he died on the cross for us. Amen. That we would come in and live in that power. And he was speaking about the basilia, about the base and the seat and the foundation of power that is in us that we then live on and declare from and walk in every day. Loved having Matt Rudolph here last week. I loved what he was talking about the fact that the Father blesses us. We are blessed before we do anything. Before he asks us to do anything, our Heavenly Father has blessed us. And with everything that it says in Ephesians, with every spiritual blessing, we are blessed first, then we move out of that place, yeah? And he was talking about a kingdom increase in the earth, momentum and running in the power of the Spirit, which I got really excited about because God's been speaking to me about that this year, about running with him and what that looks like. Where, Holy Spirit, do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? What divine appointments are there today? And we're running, being led by the Holy Spirit to see a release of the things that God wants released in this world. Amen? The world needs the church. The power of God released through his body in these days. This is not a time to just look and watch and be silent. There's a sound. There's a sound of God. There was a sound this morning that God wants released in the earth. And so anyway, I've been on a bit of a strange journey with the Lord. He's been talking to me about Jubilee. Okay? And everything that Jubilee means. And Jubilee is like a celebration of 50 years. And I turned 50 in October. I know, stunned silence. Wasn't there? It's like, never. So anyway, the Lord's been talking to me about celebrating it not being, oh my God, I'm turning 50. He's talking about Jubilee, about celebration, about everything that Jubilee means, because it started with him. Okay, so Jubilee, let's have a look. We've got a scripture. Leviticus 25, verse 9. Okay. This is God speaking to his people way back in Leviticus, in the beginning of the Bible. You shall then sound a ram's horn, a shofar, abroad on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. And that's a day that is still honoured in Israel every year. On the Day of Atonement, you shall sound a horn all through your land.
Next verse. You shall thus consecrate the 50th year. That means it's holy to the Lord, and proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a yovel for you, a jubilee.
Jubilee, the word jubilee comes from the Hebrew word yovel, which is a ram's horn. Okay, so they're to blow the ram's horn. That was the original trumpet before they, you know, that made the ones they have now, the silver shiny ones with buttons all up and down. A lot easier to play, would you imagine? Not buttons, whatever they are. So the original trumpet was a ram's horn, and they would sound it throughout the whole land, and the whole nation would hear this sound and know that God was speaking to them, and it meant different things in different seasons. So anyway, it's a time of release. It's a time of freedom, a time of celebration, when everyone in the land would return to what's rightfully theirs. Okay, they would return back to their land if they've lost it in any way, or if they'd the slaves would be set free. They would be set free from captivity, return to what is rightfully theirs, their inheritance, their property, freedom for slaves, prisoners set free, return to their families, and a release of any debt. Okay, so all debts were wiped clear. What an amazing thing to happen every 50 years for a nation. Freedom. Release from debt. If you've ever been in debt, that is like a millstone around your neck. And it's from the enemy. It's horrible. And to be free from that is such an amazing, amazing feeling and reality. It's life, isn't it? And but every 50 years, there's this release from an unpayable debt, and it's a year of rest. Okay. So anyway, God was speaking to me about all this, and so I personally have never been into sort of blowing a shofar, if you like, and or having one or anything. And I went to Israel in October before my birthday, and I felt God say to me, "You will come home with a shofar." And you are to blow it every day of your 50th year. Okay? So I'm like, oh, really? Anyway, I didn't go looking for a shofar. I was too busy. But there was a time towards the end of my trip, and bless her heart, I was with the wonderful Sylvia Reed. And she knew what God was saying to me, so she bought me a shofar as a birthday present. And so I've been doing this, okay? So I go in my bathroom where no one can hear me, and the cat just completely freaks out because we need to sleep on my bed. And I blow this thing, but it just sort of like, I can't blow it like you're supposed to blow it. So it just sort of and dies out, okay? So I've not done it in front of anybody. But anyway. It's not about us needing to blow shofars. God was showing me something through this act. That you know, when he asks us to do things, it's a bit weird, but we do it in obedience, and then we see and hear. Anybody ever?
Yes.
Yeah. Any shofar blowers in here?
No.
It's a new day. It's Jubilee. Any 50-year-olds in here? You have permission to go. Anyway. It's a year, a special year of remission of sins and universal pardon. Okay? It's a declaration and a sound and a shout from God. And Jesus began his ministry declaring this very release. And we're going to look there let's turn, well, you don't have to turn there because it's going to come up on the screen. But I just want to set the scene in Luke 4. This is the start of Jesus' ministry. Where are we? Jesus has been out in the wilderness. He's overcome the temptations of the enemy. He's come back full of the Holy Spirit's power. And reports of him were spreading throughout the region. And he was teaching in the synagogues regularly. So Luke 4 verse 16 says, when he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood home, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach gospel or good news to the poor.
He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and that the time of the Lord's favour has come. Okay? He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently, and he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Okay, let's turn to Isaiah 61. Jesus was reading this scripture in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favour has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, and a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness there will be great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. Jesus read these verses and said, today, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Okay? Some believe that actually he spoke that on the Day of Atonement. And they would have been shocked, because they've been hearing this all every 50 years. This is what God is going to do. This is acceptable year of the Lord. And that's what Jesus said he came to fulfill. He was saying, I am the anointed one. The anointed one in Hebrew is Messiah. I am your Messiah. I have come to do this for you. Jesus is the Jubilee. He's the one who came to set the captive free. He's the one to release prisoners. He's the one that that debt in our life, debt of sin, he has paid for. It's all been wiped out. Amen? He is our Jubilee. We don't have to blow a ram's horn. What we're doing is believing what Jesus has done for us and rejoicing and thanking and walking in the goodness of everything he's done. Amen? The day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation because Jesus has done it all. He's released captives. We have an inheritance in him. Every single one of us, we are heirs. We are children of God. We have life ahead of us to walk in that he has ordained. Good works ahead for each one of us to walk in that he has decreed for each one of us. So we'll have a look at Isaiah 49. And God spoke this about Jesus. Verse 8, this is what the Lord says. At just the right time, I will respond to you. On the day of salvation, I will help you. I will protect you and give you to the people as my covenant with them. Through you, I will re-establish the land of Israel and assign it to its own people again. I will say to the prisoners, come out into freedom, and to those in darkness, come into the light. This is the day. This is the acceptable year that God was speaking about to Jesus, and then Jesus came and fulfilled it. Freedom for every single one of us. Amen? Has anybody been set free here? Yeah. From sin, from shame, from doubt, from pain, from hurts, from grief, from all the rubbish that we were into before we got saved. He set us free. Every single one of us. Every single one of us has an inheritance in him. A destiny in him. Every single one of us has a destiny that doesn't look like where we've come from. It's totally new and it's ahead of us. Okay? So the thing that God got me doing was I would just blow this thing every day, and I'm decreeing and declaring my inheritance coming in. Okay? I'm decreeing and declaring freedom in my life and in my family's life and in my household's life and in my church's life and in everybody that has anything to do with me, I am releasing. And it's changed the way I pray, because God's really just helped me to see what he's done, because Jesus is the Jubilee, what he's given me as his child and as his heir, okay? And what I can then release because it's been released. Does that make sense? So he's accomplished it all. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of freedom. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day for the brokenhearted to be healed and made whole. Today is the day for deliverance from sin to any of those that are captive in habits and in stuff that's ongoing in our lives. Today is the day when we be set free. Jesus fulfilled every feast day, every Jewish feast day that goes on. They were called feasts, but they were allotted times for God. That's what they are. They're not even Jewish, they're gods. They're God's allotted times for his people to realize he was going to do something. And Jesus has fulfilled every one. And Jesus also fulfilled the Jubilee. Okay? So he's training me not to ask in my prayers. Okay? Not to ask and hope, just sort of like a vague hope, but actually decree it. Release it, because it's mine. Amen? As long as we know what he says, we know he wants to heal. We know he's given us healing. We know he's given us life. We know he's given us a victorious spirit that overcomes mountains. So much of what you've just led us through this morning, God has been just been speaking to me over the weekend and the last while about mountains ahead of us. No, we decree. And God has just been showing me how we do that. So this is what I've been doing. So basically, I just decree a release of my inheritance. I don't even know what that is, but I'm decreeing its release. Okay, everything God has for me to walk in, I'm thanking God and I'm decreeing a release of my inheritance today. Over my children, I'm decreeing their destinies. I don't know what they are, but I'm decreeing a release of their destinies to come in today, for them to walk in their destinies, that nothing is going to stop them. I'm decreeing, I found out when I turned 50 that I'm going to be a grandmother next year. So I'm decreeing life of my grandchild and my grandchildren. Okay, this is the authority that we have. Amen. I call in every soul that has my name on it. Because God said we will bear fruit, didn't he? And fruit is souls, salvations. It's lives. That's fruit. And people have my name, it's Jesus' name, but God has dropped people in my heart over the years that I have prayed for and I've cried for. And I'm not crying anymore. I'm like, I decree you coming in because you're mine. You've got my name on you. I'm claiming you. You come in. You have a seed in you. If you've given somebody the gospel, call them in. It's your fruit. It's your inheritance. It's your part of your destiny. And call them in. So, every soul that God is leading you to, getting you to pray for. My household, we have more people living with us than just our family. So I decree this stuff over my household. And seeing everything that is their destiny, the people living under my roof, under my name, coming into their destinies and into freedom in whatever way that is. This church moving forward in its destiny. There's a shift and a momentum that God wants Kingdom Faith in. It's apostolic. And I'm calling that in, and as I've been doing this, I've seen change. I've seen change in people's lives. I see almost immediate answers to something I've just decreed, which is like, wow, this is exciting. This is how it should be, isn't it? freedom. I declare freedom from slavery. You know, we can be stuck in so many things. We need to... where there's unforgiveness, we need to forgive so we can move forward. Otherwise, we get stuck, don't we? And God wants all of us to see a release of the kingdom of God through our lives. So debts, if there's debt in your life of unforgiveness, something towards you or you towards someone else, clear it out the way. Decree it, go on, deal with it, that you can move forward. Okay, debts, totally wiped out. That we're not in debt to anybody or with anybody. If you have physical debt, like financial debt, decree it gone. Because Jesus wiped our debts. And he makes a way. He makes a way that when there seems no way. It might not just drop out of the sky. He might show you how to sort it. But there is a way with everything that goes on in our lives, every mountain, there is a way forward, because if it's the opposite to God's word, you can decree it out the way, because your destiny and your inheritance has got to come through. It will come through. Amen? Okay, moving on quickly. A thing about God's voice, the shofar, was when God gave Moses, when he met with him on the mountain and the whole nation were there, it said the mountain was shaking, it was thunder, it was his voice was the sound of a shofar. They could hear the shofar, but it wasn't a man blowing it, it was God's voice. And right at the beginning, God's voice was just letting rip over the nation, and there was fear and trembling, okay? In Revelation, it talks quite a bit where John has these visitations from Jesus. He hears this voice like a trumpet behind him, and he basically is just like completely, you know, in fear. And it's like he fell down dead. But it was the voice of Jesus. And it says he turned around in Revelation 1. I was in the spirit. He was praying in the spirit. And he heard behind him a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write down what you're seeing, what I'm saying to the churches. So originally God's voice was speaking to the nation, his laws and his decrees and how for them to live. In Revelation, the voice of Jesus is like a trumpet speaking to the church. And Revelation is full of trumpets being sounded in the last days. It's full of them. Okay? That's the shofar being sounded out. His word going forth. And his word, his voice would bring the fear of the Lord. His voice would announce him coming. And he also said about that sound, he said, when you blow it, it will remind me of my promises to you. We can declare his promises over our lives every single day and walk in them being manifest. Amen. Okay. Right. Moving on from that bit. What's interesting is when I was looking up stuff about what the shofar does, that sound, it says also that it can be translated as a sense of cutting through, okay? To cut through or burn into. So it's more than just a horn blast when it was used. It signified a burning and a cutting into the heart of the people. When they heard it, it was God's voice. Bam. And there was a response, okay? And it's interesting because it was talking about a cutting through. One of the things that God's been speaking to me about is in Job 22, and I want us to look there for a couple of minutes on Job decreeing a thing. Let's have a look. Job 22:28. The few verses before that, it's talking about Job being submitted to God and living in peace. And his heart turned toward the Lord, and the Lord being like on the throne, like Colin was saying. He says, when all these things are going on in your lives, when you pray to me, I will hear you and you will be successful. He says, you will also decree a thing, okay? And it will be established for you. A light will shine on your ways. When you are cast down, you will speak with confidence. There are a lot of people cast down in these days. Their heads are down, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of angst, there's a lot of questions, okay? But we are the ones that can live and speak in confidence, amen? Because we know the heart of God and the will of God. That decreeing there, we think of it as meaning like you will say, you will speak, you will shout, you will command, which it does in one sense. But what it does is when you do it, it cuts down. So every negative in my life, in your life, that stands in your way, you cut it down with the positive. You cut it down with declaring your inheritance. Okay? It cuts down, it divides. So what you're doing is you decree what is rightfully yours. You say what is rightfully yours, and it cuts down whatever opposite to that is standing in your path. Does that make sense? If you're sick, when you decree your healing, it cuts it down. When you have lack in your life, you declare that you have inheritance. You have all the riches. You are blessed by God. You are blessed. We have finance. He provides it. And as we declare it, it cuts down what's in front of us. Whether it's debt, whether it's a need, whether, you know, whatever it is, a mountain. So whatever is opposite to the kingdom, we declare his word. Amen. We cut down the negative. That's what it does. We're releasing the kingdom. And it says, it will be established for you. It will be established for you because his word can't return void, can it? He watches over his word to watch it performed. He watches over your life for your inheritance and your destiny to happen. He watches over it to make sure, and he'll put in you what it is that you need to be speaking over your life that's going to cut down the opposite. It will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. His light will shine on your ways. If you feel like you're in a dark place, his light will come and shine on your ways. And on your ways also is like, for me, it's like the way forward. If you need a way forward, if you need a way out, light will shine. That's his promise. He will show you how to go about what's in front of you, how to see things released in your life, in your family's life, in your job situation, whatever it is that's going on. And confidence is whatever is rightfully ours. What's rightfully yours today? Your kids walking with the Lord. Your kids coming back to the Lord. Family members coming back to the Lord. It's rightfully their inheritance. If they have the Holy Spirit in them, the seed of God in them, he is rightfully theirs. They have an inheritance, and we can speak it over their lives. We can call it in, can't we? What's rightfully yours? A job, peace, freedom, blessings, breakthroughs. Maybe there's a ministry ahead of you. One of the things that the Lord's been talking to me about is in Kingdom Faith, there's and he talks about it in Isaiah 61, that he takes hold of people. This is just the kingdom, not Kingdom Faith, but this is what God does. He takes hold of people, lowly, broken, people that, you know, we've all been there, sinners. He takes us and he says that he makes us oaks of righteousness. Yes. Okay? And, you know, if you have, an oak tree starts from a tiny little acorn, doesn't it? A tiny, tiny little acorn. If you looked at it, you just wouldn't know, and stood it next to a huge oak tree, you just wouldn't know that that came from that, right? You wouldn't know that that little acorn is just going to grow into this massive oak tree, which are so strong and just so amazing, and then bear loads of little acorns, don't they? But in the acorn is the DNA. In that acorn is the DNA of a mighty oak. And in each one of us is the kingdom. In each one of us is the DNA. We've got the Holy Spirit in us. We've got Jesus in us. Mightiness is in each one of us. Great oaks. He takes us from being a little acorn to great oaks. That's what he does with our lives, okay? And God's just been speaking to me about the DNA that's in Kingdom Faith. And that everyone that's called to Kingdom Faith has a mighty DNA in them that God wants to see established in this nation. In Isaiah 41, it talks about rivers and streams and waters just flowing up in desert places. And then God says, I will plant trees, and it will be a miracle. People will know it's God, because have a tree grow in a desert, it's a miracle, isn't it? But God takes hold of our lives, and he establishes us as mighty oaks, and he plants us in places where we're going to stand. We're going to stand firm, and we're going to bear fruit, okay? Miracles. And there are miracles in this room. Actually, Colin, I do want you to come and blow this in a minute. Is that all right? Colin offered, because I just get a squeak. But he's better than what I am. because there's DNA in Kingdom Faith that... And some of us may be little acorns at the moment. We may just have got saved. We may just not have known the Lord for very long.
But so we may be sort of small, or maybe we feel small in our own eyes that we think we're just at Lake Horn and we're not up to much. But actually, inside of each one of us is this DNA of mightiness, these great oaks, these trees that God wants to plant and establish in this region, in this nation, and in other nations. He'll put other nations on our hearts. And it's not a case of just like vaguely sort of hoping, it's like calling them in. Because these are days we need to see nations turning to the Lord. Amen. And there's visions and dreams in people in this room and in this church that's mighty. Kingdom Faith has an apostolic call on it. It's got apostolic DNA. And Pastor Colin has been watering. He's been digging wells, watering. Every day he does that. We are the trees that are going to benefit. We're watered and we're going to be planted out in different places. People here are going to be planted in different places where a mighty work is going to start. Amen? Because that's the DNA of Kingdom Faith. Amen. Well, I believe anyway. I know some of you do. Right, so we're going to do some decreeing. Is that all right? Do you want to stand to your feet? I think, Colin, we need to... if you can come and blow this. Because all of us, King of Faith, are... If we're here, and this is our King of Faith, DNA is apostolic, it's bearing fruit. It's everything that God has put in Pastor Colin and the leadership here for nations. And... that includes everybody, but I think over the next generation as well, God's been speaking to me about the next generation of Kingdom Faith to rise up. So it's one of the things I've been decreeing and declaring, if you like, is a shift and a momentum that the next generation in Kingdom Faith rises. We have all these babies born, loads of them, and more still to come, amen. And some of us have grandchildren, and it's like it's just the next generation are coming forth. And God has a plan and purpose. I'm pointed over there because they tend to congregate over there, but they're everywhere, aren't they? They're babies being born, the next generation of Kingdom Faith, the next 30 years. We want to multiplication, don't we, of everything Kingdom Faith stands for in this nation, going out and just more. And this whole scripture of the more, infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, and that's what's just in me all the time. This infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, at work in us and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's there, it's in us, it just needs releasing, just needs get out there, speak it out, live it out, do it, whatever God will. And as you declare it, you will see it. It will be established, and God will move you. You'll be the answers to your own declarations. It will put people around your life. Something's going to rise up in you, faith. We're just going to see a release. Amen. So, actually, where is it? Oh, it's that small, I can see it. It's only a little one, but it's pretty. So you're going to blow. Is that all right? Okay, well, what we're going to do then, I think we just need to release a shout as well at the same time, so we're not just all listening to that. Shall I hold that then? Do you want me to hold that?
I think I've got it.
No, I'll hold the microphone. Yeah?
Do you want to swap?
No? Okay, hang on. Sorry, as he's doing this, okay, we are like, okay, God, let's just shut your eyes for a moment, okay? Because he's going to do this as a sound and as God's voice going out over each one of us. And it's Jubilee that Jesus, you died. Lord, you came, you died, and you rose again to give each one of us this Jubilee victory. Lord, this freedom from sin, freedom in every area of our lives, freedom in our minds, freedom in our bodies, freedom in our just every area of our lives and our families and our workplaces, just our life, Lord, just freedom. Lord, each one of us has an inheritance to walk in, an inheritance that you want to see roll out before us, good works for us to walk in, Lord, lives to see saved, Lord, lives to see restored, Lord, lives to see set free from the hand of the enemy. Lord, each one of us has a destiny in you. That, Lord, we want to declare, Lord, what you have for each one of us. We want to declare and release an inheritance. We want to declare and release healing. We want to declare and release strength. We want to declare and release debt-free lives in whatever way, Lord, in whatever way, whether that's spiritual, physical, or whatever. Jesus, at the sound, Lord, of what you've done for us, as we hear it, Lord, let faith arise in each one of us. Let something happen in each one of our spirits, Lord, where we rise up. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, go for it.
Where you need healing, just declare it over your own life right now, and over your children, and over your family members, over your household. Dads, you declare life and blessing over your children. You release your authority right now, every single one of you. Just declare and release God's promises over your life. Blessing. An inheritance for you to walk in, a release of the good things ahead for each one of you to walk in. That the mountains in front of you come down. Declare healing over your life where you need healing. But you name it. What is it you need? What is it you need to see happen in your life? What do you need to see removed in your life? Speak a financial income. Speak a financial increase over your life because you are blessed and you have every inheritance in Jesus. Speak it over your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let faith arise in this place, Lord, that we're not asking, Lord. We're releasing. We are releasing today your kingdom, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep going. Keep declaring. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that stuff is happening right now in this room, in your life. Stuff is happening because you are releasing the kingdom of heaven on earth. As that's what he died to give you. Release. A return to what's rightfully yours. What is rightfully yours? What belongs to you? What belongs to you? What belongs to your children? What belongs to your household? Is it peace? Speak it out. Is it a way forward? Are there obstacles? Are there miracles? Speak them out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ko yarabahande di yarabashi ende de 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 de
Lord, help us, Lord, every day, Lord, to walk in the goodness of what you have accomplished for us. Lord, help us every day to stand up in faith, to stand up in our inheritance as a child of God and everything you have given us, every blessing that you have blessed us with. Lord, that we would stand up and we release, Lord, your blessings over us and our households and over our church and over our workplace, Lord, over everyone that you put in our heart to see saved, Lord. Lord, today is the day of salvation. Today is the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. Today, every one of us can walk in the good things you have planned for each one of us, Lord. Every day, Lord, we walk as a child of yours. Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. Lord, that we walk in victory and we overcome every obstacle that is in our way. That, Lord, in these dark days, Lord, light shines on your people, Lord. That things will be established that you intend for us to see established, Lord. They will come into fruition, Lord. We declare fruitful lives. We declare fruitful lives. We declare souls this week coming into the kingdom of God because we take hold of them. Lord, we take hold of every soul you've put in our heart, every prayer we've prayed, every tear we've cried for souls. We declare them coming into your kingdom this week, Lord. Fruit that is ours, Lord. Jesus, there's a sound, Lord, of your voice that you want heard in the earth in these days. Hope, victory. And Father, I do just decree a release of the mighty oaks from Kingdom Faith. I decree a release of all the DNA of these of every acorn in this room or wherever you're at. A sapling, you might even already feel you're a great oak or be living in what God said. But wherever we're at, I call out and I decree a release of the mighty oaks from Kingdom Faith that are going to be planted in this nation and other nations for the display of your glory, Lord, the glory of your splendor in these days. I decree it over this church. I decree it over your church, Lord, in Horsham, a rising up of your church in this place, Lord, and in this nation. Lord, you want your voice heard in the nations. Your kingdom, Lord, in these days, your victories, your light shining. Confidence in your church when everyone else's heads are cast down. Confidence that you are mighty. You are mighty and you are mighty in us and through us. Amen. Amen.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.